Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready to dive into something a little different today?
I am always ready for a deep dive.
Well, you know, Mother's Day is coming up.
Right.
And we thought it'd be fun to kind of go beyond the typical flowers and greeting cards.
Yeah, for sure.
And really explore the history and traditions of Mother's Day.
Sounds good to me.
So we've got some really interesting excerpts from an article here called Mother's Day, a celebration through the ages.
Okay.
And we're just going to kind of see where this deep dive takes us.
I'm excited to see what we find. You know, one thing that always fascinates me is how ancient this tradition actually is. I mean, we think of Mother's Day as this like modern thing, but it goes back centuries, millennia even.
Yeah, I was reading a bit about that too, like ancient civilizations and all
that. Exactly.
Where do we even begin with that?
Well, ancient Greece is a good place to start.
Okay.
They celebrated Rhea, the mother of the gods, and she represented not just motherhood, but fertility and the earth itself.
So it's like, it was a really big deal.
It was huge. It shows how deeply they connected mothers to the very foundations of life.
That's pretty amazing. It's way more profound than just picking out a bouquet at the grocery store.
Right.
Like, what about other cultures? Did they have similar traditions?
Oh, absolutely. The Romans honored Cybele, a mother goddess associated with protection and healing.
Oh, interesting.
Imagine that, a mother figure who safeguards and nurtures not just her children,
right,
but entire communities.
Wow.
And in ancient Egypt, they had Isis.
Okay, I've heard of Isis.
Who was revered for her fierce love and unwavering loyalty to her family. She was even considered a powerful magician, bringing her husband back from the dead. It shows how mothers were seen as figures of immense strength and influence, almost like superheroes in their own right.
Like, I'm starting to see a pattern here. It seems like every ancient culture had its own version of a mother goddess, right?
Exactly.
Each reflecting the values they cherished.
And isn't it interesting that those core values, nurturing, protection, strength, fertility, are still qualities we associate with mothers today?
Yeah, it's true. It definitely makes you think, right? Like, how did we get from worshiping goddesses to the Mother's Day we know now?
Right?
Was it like a gradual shift, or was there like a specific turning point?
Well, there's this fascinating figure in the early 1900s, a woman named Anna Jarvis, who really spearheaded the movement for a national Mother's Day in the United States.
Okay, let's talk about Anna Jarvis. What's her story?
Well, she held a memorial service for her own mother in 1908.
Okay.
And it kind of sparked something much bigger. Anna believed in a day dedicated to honoring mothers, not just for their individual families, but for their contributions to society as a whole.
It's amazing how one person's passion can really have a ripple effect, huh?
Yeah.
So she organized this memorial service, and then what? Did she just start, like, writing letters to the president? Or
she was relentless. She launched this massive letter-writing campaign.
Wow. Contacted newspapers, businesses, basically anyone who would listen.
Yeah.
She really believed in the power of a dedicated day to recognize mothers.
So she was really like on a mission.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It worked.
She actually got it recognized as a national holiday.
She did. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially declared the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. Can you imagine the impact this one woman's dedication changed the calendar forever?
That is amazing. That's a legacy most people can only dream of.
Absolutely.
So we have Anna Jarvis to thank for the Mother's Day we know and love. But I'm guessing the U.S. isn't the only country that celebrates mothers, is it?
Oh, of course not. Well, the U.S. has its own origin story.
Right.
The idea of honoring mothers is truly global. Take the U.K. and Ireland, for example. They celebrate Mothering Sunday on the fourth Sunday of Lent. It's traditionally a day when people return to their mother church, the main church or cathedral in their area.
So it's not even always on the same date?
And people are going back to their home churches.
That's interesting. That definitely has a different vibe than like the brunch and flowers we're used to.
Right. It shows how the same sentiment can manifest in such different ways. And then you have places like Mexico where Mother's Day is always celebrated on May 10th, no matter what day of the week it falls on.
Oh, wow.
And it's a huge deal there. People give gifts, families gather for meals, and there's often live music and dancing in the streets.
Wow, a big fiesta for mom.
Exactly.
Okay, so I've got Mother's Day in ancient times, a dedicated campaigner in the U.S., and now we see how other countries kind of put their own spin on the holiday. It's really fascinating to see how these traditions have evolved over time.
It is. And speaking of evolution, let's talk about how we celebrate Mother's Day in the U.S. today.
Okay.
We all know about the flowers and cards.
Of course.
But there's one modern tradition that's become a real phenomenon.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this. Mother's Day brunch.
You got it. Huh. It's become more than just a meal. It's an experience.
It really is. Restaurants go all out with special menus.
Right, yeah.
Reservations are booked weeks in advance.
I can't even get a table.
And it's become a real cultural event.
Yeah, you're totally right. I've even seen places offering Mother's Day brunch cruises and spa packages. It's definitely evolved beyond just a casual meal at home.
For sure.
I wonder why it's become such a big thing, though.
Well, I think there are a few factors at play.
I feel like maybe it's because our lives have gotten so busy. You know?
Yeah.
It's like a way to pack in quality time with mom when everyone's schedules are so packed.
I think you're right. It's a chance to kind of slow down and connect and really appreciate mom without all the distractions of everyday life.
Exactly.
And for a lot of people, it's a way to show their love and appreciation without having to, you know, cook or clean up afterwards.
That's always a plus.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who still prefer like a more personal homemade touch on Mother's Day.
Oh, definitely.
What are some other traditions that have kind of stuck around?
Well, you know, despite all the trends, sometimes the most meaningful gestures are the simplest ones.
Yeah.
Like, think about cooking mom's favorite meal, something that evokes happy memories. It could be a dish from her childhood or a recipe passed down through generations or even just something, you know, she'll absolutely love.
I love that. It's not about being a gourmet chef or anything.
No,
it's
about
putting the effort and showing you care.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have to be a big fancy production.
Hmm.
Even just whipping up a batch of her favorite cookies can make her feel special.
Absolutely. It's about that personal touch, the thought behind the gesture.
Right.
And speaking of thoughtfulness, another tradition that's still going strong is planning a fun family outing.
Okay, so we're talking beyond the brunch reservation here.
Yeah.
What kind of outings make for a memorable Mother's Day?
Well, it really depends on mom's personality and interests, you know?
Yeah.
It could be anything from a picnic in the park to a visit to a museum, a hike in the woods, or even a day trip to explore a nearby town.
I like that.
The key is to just do something together, create new memories, and enjoy each other's company.
You know, I bet our listener has some great memories of Mother's Day outings from their childhood.
Oh, for sure.
Think back for a second. What stands out for you? Was it a special place you went? Something funny that happened? A moment you shared with your mom or a mother figure?
Yeah, those are the memories that really stick with you.
They do.
And for those who like to add a little excitement to the mix, there's always the classic surprise party.
Ooh, fun.
It's a great way to gather all the people who love mom and shower her with affection.
Surprise parties are always a blast. But before we get too swept up in all the fun and festivities, I think it's important to remember that Mother's Day isn't just about celebrating our biological mothers.
Right.
It's about honoring all the amazing women who have played a maternal role in our lives.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing and appreciating the love and guidance we've received from grandmothers, aunts, stepmothers, adoptive mothers, foster mothers, mentors, teachers, anyone who has nurtured and shaped us into the people we are today.
Yeah, it really broadens the scope of the holiday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you realize how many incredible women have touched our lives in meaningful ways.
It does, and I think that's a beautiful thing. It allows us to celebrate the diversity of human connection and acknowledge that the concept of motherhood goes beyond traditional definitions.
So true. It's not about blood ties.
Yeah.
It's about the love, care, and support that make a mother figure so special.
You know, all this talk about traditions and celebrations is fascinating, but it makes me wonder, did Anna Jarvis, the woman who dedicated her life to establishing Mother's Day, ever imagine it would evolve into what it is today?
That's a great question. I'm curious to hear what she'd think about everything from brunch buffets to Mother's Day spa deals.
Well, the answer might surprise you. While Anna Jarvis fought tirelessly for a day to honor mothers, she actually became quite disillusioned with how commercialized the holiday became.
Wait, really? So the person who championed Mother's Day ended up criticizing it.
It might seem ironic, but she had a point. Jarvis envisioned a day filled with heartfelt expressions of appreciation, not mass-produced cards and expensive gifts. She felt the true meaning of Mother's Day was getting lost in all the commercialism.
I can definitely see where she's coming from. It's easy to get caught up in the pressure to buy the perfect gift and forget about the simple act of expressing love and gratitude.
Exactly. And that's something we should all keep in mind regardless of how we choose to celebrate.
Right.
The most important thing is to remember the sentiment at the heart of Mother's Day, appreciating the mothers and mother figures in our lives for their unconditional love, support, and sacrifice.
Beautifully said. So while we might enjoy those brunch spreads and thoughtful gifts, let's not forget the core message that transcends commercialism. The profound bond between mothers and their children, and all those who nurture and guide us through life.
I think we can all agree on that. And as we continue our deep dive, I think it would be interesting to explore some lesser-known traditions and stories surrounding Mother's Day. For example, did you know that in some cultures, Mother's Day is a day for mothers to be pampered and waited on hand and foot?
Oh, I love that.
It's a day for them to relax and enjoy being taken care of.
That's a nice change of pace. It's like saying, today it's your turn to be showered with love and attention. I'm sure a lot of moms would appreciate a day dedicated to pure relaxation.
I think so, too.
It kind of reminds me of the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Mother's Day is a chance for that village to come together and show their appreciation for the woman at the center of it all.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
It highlights the fact that motherhood is not a solitary journey. It's a shared experience that involves a whole network of support. Speaking of shared experiences, let's shift our focus to the personal side of Mother's Day. Beyond the grand celebrations and cultural traditions, it's the individual stories and memories that truly make this day special.
I couldn't agree more. It's those intimate moments, the shared laughter, the heartfelt conversations, the simple acts of kindness that make Mother's Day so meaningful. Creating memories that will be cherished long after the flowers have wilted and the brunch dishes have been cleared. What are some of your favorite Mother's Day memories?
Well, there are so many, but one that always comes to mind is when I was a child. Oh, such a sweet memory. We used to always make breakfast for my mom in bed, you know?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was like the one day a year we were allowed to use the stove without adult supervision.
That's pretty big.
Mm.
I bet there were some interesting culinary creations.
Oh, definitely. Lots of burnt toast and, you know, questionable-looking pancakes. But she always pretended they were the best she'd ever had.
That's what moms do, right? They make us feel like we're amazing even when we're not.
Exactly. It's that unconditional love that makes them so special. And, you know, as we've been talking about all these different ways of celebrating, it's made me realize something. Our idea of what a mother is has really changed over time, hasn't it?
You're totally right. Like, society's understanding of family and motherhood isn't as rigid as it used to be. We're moving beyond the traditional nuclear family.
Right. We're recognizing all the many different forms of motherhood that exist.
Yeah, it's not just about biology anymore. It's about the love and the care and the nurturing that define a true mother figure.
Exactly. And I think that's reflected in how we celebrate Mother's Day now.
Yeah.
It's not just solely focused on biological mothers anymore.
Right.
We're seeing more and more people celebrating adoptive mothers, foster mothers, stepmothers, same-sex parents, grandmothers who've stepped into parental roles, even aunts or mentors who've made a huge impact.
Yeah, it's really about recognizing and appreciating all the different ways that motherhood can manifest in our lives.
Exactly.
And it creates space for everyone to feel seen and valued.
Yeah.
No matter what their family structure looks like.
I couldn't agree more. It's a beautiful evolution of the holiday.
Yeah.
Embracing the richness and complexity of human relationships.
It makes you think about how the core message of Mother's Day, it really transcends any one definition of mother. You know,
right.
It's about celebrating that universal language of love and care that connects us all.
Beautifully put. And, you know, this evolving concept of motherhood also challenges us to think beyond stereotypes and acknowledge the diverse experiences and challenges that come with being a mother figure in any capacity.
Yeah, for sure. It's a reminder that motherhood in all its forms is something to be honored and cherished, not just on Mother's Day, but every single day.
Absolutely.
Well said.
Well, as we wrap up our deep dive into Mother's Day, I hope this exploration has given you some new insights and a deeper appreciation for all the incredible women who enrich our lives.
Me too. And hopefully it sparked some ideas for how you can make this Mother's Day truly meaningful for the special women in your life.
Absolutely. Remember, it's not about the grand gestures or the expensive gifts.
Right.
It's about the simple act of expressing love and gratitude and appreciation for the remarkable women who've touched our hearts and shaped who we are.
Yeah, whether it's a handwritten card or a home-cooked meal or a shared memory or just a heartfelt conversation, let's make this Mother's Day a celebration of the enduring power of love and connection.
To all the amazing mothers and mother figures out there, happy Mother's Day.
And to you, our listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.